1-800-259-9180.
Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
As we launch into hour number three, you as always can bring up anything. And don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com where all the features are completely free. That once again is freetalklive.com. Let's start things out here actually by going to the phones. Let's talk to Joe in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Actually, I think his name's Joe Schmo. Do we have Joe Schmo? Or do we have Dave? I'm not sure which caller said they would call back. Let's go to the caller that's on the line then. Let's go to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Well, this is Dave in New Hampshire.
Hey, Dave. What's on your mind?
I hope you're not expecting Joe Schmo, because that's not my name.
Nope. Hello, Dave. I heard you went to court today.
I did.
I couldn't make it this time. What happened?
That's okay. I had an appearance in federal court on a... show cause, what they call a show cause hearing. They wanted me to explain why I have refused to pay a federal fine.
Now let's jump back in time before we go to what happened today. And why is it that you've refused to pay a federal fine? How did you get the fine in the first place? Let's try to do a quick recap here.
In September, I went into an IRS office and handed flyers to workers there requesting that they quit their jobs.
How dare you!
Correct. Or suggesting that. I had some other suggestions for them, too. But anyway, I was later cited by Homeland Security agents that came looking for me, wanted to give me a $125 ticket for what the crime of what they call distribution of handbills.
As though these people really even have the ability to give a ticket. Who the heck is Homeland Security?
Exactly. So anyway, they hauled me into court back in November and found me guilty and everything, but I didn't pay the fine that they ordered me to pay. And so they ordered me to come back to court to explain why I haven't paid the fine. And I was very happy to do that. I explained that I didn't pay the fine because Constitutional Amendments 1 and 10 would seem to indicate that I shouldn't have to pay that fine. Because, especially Amendment 10, which says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor denied by it to the states or reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people.
So how does that apply to your case?
I beg your pardon?
How does number 10 apply to your case?
Because the federal government doesn't have any powers unless they're delegated in the Constitution. So if the Constitution doesn't give the federal government some sort of power to levy this fine over me, then it has no power to levy the fine constitutionally.
Got it.
Now, you got it, but the judge doesn't like to talk about that.
Was it right. The same judge?
Yeah, Judge Muirhead.
Okay.
And anyway, he I kept bringing that up, and finally he asked me, he threw it back on me, and said, well, explain to me why the Constitution gives you the right to do this, why don't you make a constitutional argument for me, because you keep talking about the Constitution. What does it say in the Constitution that it's so... give you that right? And I'm like, Amendment 10, and I quoted Amendment 10 to him again, because he kept trying to cite laws and regulations, and I'm like, I'm not interested in that. If you want me to pay the fine, you need to give me a constitutional authorization. I can't see another way out.
Right, because the Constitution doesn't give you rights. The Constitution just simply outlines the rights that you already have and the rights that the government is supposed to respect in its role of allegedly protecting life, liberty, and property.
Well, right, and in a sense, the Constitution also enumerates the powers of the government, and it makes clear that only the powers delegated to the United States government are to the United States government. Everything else goes to the states or to the people.
Right.
So I kept bringing that up, and they're like, okay, well, it's Amendment 10. I quoted it. And I think there was some kind of discussion after that, and I brought it up again. I come back to Amendments 1 and Amendments 10. I will not pay because of this Amendment 1 and Amendment 2. And finally he said, he exploded, and he said, you sound just like Elaine Brown.
Ah.
And the audience erupted in applause.
Wow.
She just destroyed federal property, and she's going to jail for the rest of her life. And he stood up and stomped out of the courtroom.
So, wow, you really... Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, he made him lose his cool. Now, how did he claim that you sounded like... what did she
do? Referencing the Constitution,
but did she destroy federal property?
Because Elaine is always saying, show me the law. And what I was saying was show me the constitutional authorization, and which is sort of similar, but it's not really because the law is so impossibly complicated, and the Constitution is something we can understand. That's why I will not argue law with these people. I just want to talk about
no.
the Constitution.
Because it's very easy for them to find something.
They're lawyers.
Right, to counteract. Even if you're right, they're still find something that backs them up.
Congratulations on getting the judge to lose it. But what happened after that? Was it over at that point?
Well, now, before that, he had said, now, you may be sentenced to 30 days in jail at some point for refusing to pay this. We're going to make it a contempt of court charge. And the prosecutor brought forward a contempt of court charge. They'll haul me back in at some point. For a contempt of court trial or hearing or whatever. And then at that point, they may sentence me to an up to 30-day jail sentence.
So that's where it stands? They might bring that charge, or they already have brought the charge?
I'm a little confused about that. I'm not sure. They'll be sending me some paperwork in the mail. And
what are you going to do with that?
I'm a little confused. I think maybe they bring the charge on the next hearing.
So at this point, you have yet to consult with another lawyer in regards to what to do. You're sort of in the dark. This could happen. I mean, there could be another few weeks that'll pass, and they might try and come and get you. You don't even know if you've got another date or anything like that at this point.
Well, no, that's not likely. They are going to give me another date to appear. And
how many supporters did you have in the courtroom today?
10 in the courtroom, but 22 total.
That's
fantastic. We had people outside.
I think that's up from November or September, or whenever it was you were last in court.
Yeah, it seems to be up slightly, but it's the real good thing here was that we demonstrated for a long time this time. We had the street corner covered for 3 hours, and last time, we only demonstrated for maybe an hour or something like that, and it was raining on us and everything. But this was more like a carnival. We had John from New Hampshire, who calls in frequently. We had him striding around with his little guitar, playing little tunes.
That's fantastic. Well, Dave, as always, keep us in the loop as to what happens here. Do we miss anything? Anything that you also wanted to cover about today?
I think you had a chance to talk at some length with the Homeland Security Director there. I guess, I don't know if that's quite the right, I don't know if it's exactly his title. His name's Colonel Therrien. He's a higher up, in the local Department of Homeland Security scene. And we've had a few conversations, and he's probably one of my, chief tormentors, one of the people probably behind, keeping this going and having the fine out there. But I have a good talking relationship with him, and, I just try to get...
He just wants to break you.
Yeah, he sort of does, but you can tell, he's starting to... It seems like he really does feel uncomfortable about this, and I told him, I want you to feel uncomfortable. That's why I'm willing to go to jail, because it will make you feel uncomfortable.
Wow. You really are, at this point, you've resolved to, you're definitely not paying the fine, and if it comes to jail time, you're going in.
I'm going in.
Wow, that's incredibly courageous. Do you think you're going to have your job when you get out?
I will, but it would be, I'll lose a lot of hours.
Yeah, I bet you will. Well, good luck, Dave, and keep us informed. As always, you're doing a fantastic job. One of the most courageous people here in the state of New Hampshire. I think a lot of people look up to you. And a lot of people are probably moving here sooner rather than later because of the things you're doing. Dave, thank you, sir. We really appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231, the pack at 8.net, toll-free line for you. Just amazing. Amazing man, an amazing story.
It's amazing that it all occurred over, handing out some flyers at an IRS building.
Two flyers.
Yeah, two flyers.
It's not like he papered the building with flyers, hung them up on the walls, made holes in the, in the walls to put things up or anything like that. He handed one paper to one of the bureaucrats in the office. Because remember, he is holding a sign silently in the office. She asked him, why are you here? He doesn't make a habit of speaking to the bureaucrats when he's doing his silent protests. That's why they're called silent protests. So he had all of his points that he wanted to make written down on a sheet of paper. He handed that piece of paper to the bureaucrat who asked for it, and before he left, he placed another piece of paper on the desk of another one of the bureaucrats. That was allegedly what got him the fine. That was allegedly distribution of handbills. That's the crime that he was charged with. This is what's going on in your free country of America.
God knows our government officials wouldn't want to hear from us.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up anything on the way. Your calls about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both of them waiting for you for free at freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us Today. We'll find liberty together. RLC.org.
To the phones, to the fun. Steve in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. What's on your mind?
I've listened to the show on and off for about 6 months, and I don't think this topic's been brought up before, but
okay.
I think there's something wrong with the way this government works if you can lose a presidential election, even if you win a majority of the votes. I mean, if most of the votes go to a particular candidate, I think that that candidate should be the winner. I was wondering what you guys make of that.
So looking at the Electoral College as an issue. Now, Mark, what was it what was the reason for the Electoral College?
Well, at the time, it was basically to make things easier. You know, everybody traveled on horses at one point, and, you know, it was a lot easier to do just state-by-state votes and then send the electorates to Washington, D.C., and those people would be, you know, they would elect the president.
So it would make sense, then, to essentially approach this from... from Steve's perspective, and that is eliminate the Electoral College, let the winner of the popular vote win, or would it be a wise idea to leave the Electoral College to give a little bit more sway to the states with lower populations? Isn't that also how it's benefiting people, allegedly?
It's a holdover state. It's probably the last vestige of states' rights. And, you know, certainly there are going to be lower population states that are going to want to fight that. And
well, then again, though, the electoral representation from New York and Florida and California and Texas probably comes close to outstripping all of the other little states put together. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but, I mean, there's significant numbers of votes there, right?
Absolutely, those states do matter. But essentially what's going to happen is not just the states, but it's actually just going to be the metropolitan places in the United States are going to be where people are elected from.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you know, what you've got to say in Cody, Wyoming just doesn't matter anymore. The only
thing... Does it matter now?
It matters a little.
Does it really?
It matters more.
Hmm.
It matters more than it would if it was all a popular vote issue. At that point, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago... Maybe the top 10 metros would be the only places that elected somebody.
Seems to me like it's all an argument for abolishing the federal government entirely. I don't really, you know, either way, the metros have a significant influence on the election, whether it's popular vote or whether it's the Electoral College.
Well, it's because the states that have those metros have more Electoral College votes.
Right.
Sure.
Right. So either way, we're being swayed by them. And
to some extent.
So I don't really. To me, it doesn't matter. Mark, would you say you want to stick with the Electoral College, or where do you want to go?
I like the idea of staying with it, but you can pretty much guarantee that I'm going to stick with you know, most things. I'm a status quo guy.
Steve, any other thoughts?
Well, I was thinking, you know, about smaller states like Wyoming. I don't think really candidates go there anyway.
They're ignored.
How about New Hampshire?
Flyover states, and also I think majority of the influence in politics right now, I think, is in swing states. And so it kind of gives, like, a disproportionate amount of influence to states like this one, Wisconsin and Florida, states that, you know, have, you know, sort of a balance between Democrats and Republicans, as opposed to if you're someone in California, then your vote is hardly going to matter because you're just one, I think you're disproportionately represented if you're in a small or a big state, really the middle states that get most of the influence. Disproportionately so.
Not really the middle state. Swing state doesn't mean middle state.
Swing state, that's what I meant.
Right, a swing state means you know, a state that's on the border, you know, close to 50% Democrat and 50% Republican.
I can also, by the way, think of one reason to stick with the Electoral College system. I mean, if we're going to have this federal government, it appears we are for a while.
It's not going anywhere.
I think one reason to stick with it would be, for instance, when a bunch of free staters move into New Hampshire and essentially make New Hampshire the free state, or the freest state, which it may already be, but even more so. And when we have those people here voting for perhaps libertarian candidates, then there's a chance that a libertarian presidential candidate might at some point win their very first state, as far as get their very first electoral votes, in which case there would be a lot of attention paid to that in the news, as opposed to just a total popular votes where, let's say, 500,000 people in New Hampshire vote for the libertarian candidate. This is a fantasy future, obviously. But let's say that happens. Then in that case, if the other candidates got 48 million votes each and the libertarian candidate got 500,000 votes, it could very well be ignored. But if the libertarian candidate wins an entire state or couple of states, then that seems a little bit more newsworthy. They've got to paint it a different color on the map. You know, they got the red and the blue. They'd have to have a gold or something like that for the libertarian candidate. So that could be one reason to stick with it.
And there's also, you know, I'm not saying that the caller, what's the caller's name?
Steve.
Steve is in fact a libertarian, but that is a very good reason why the Electoral College is, you know, it's the way things are. Plus, it would be very good for the libertarians to keep the Electoral College. And the other thing is how much better off would we have been if Al Gore had been elected?
Not a damn bit.
Liberty would not have been advanced.
Steve?
So I think libertarians are wasting their time on this issue.
I'm a Democrat because I bring up this topic, but I bring it up disregard of the 2000 election. I mean, it could happen any time when, you know, it's possible. I'd like to do this calculation, but to see exactly how many votes extra could how many extra votes could you get over your opponent and still lose?
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know exactly. I mean, it'd be interesting to do that calculation, you know, theoretically. But it's kind of, you know, it disturbs me a little bit. I know it doesn't usually happen. It only happened one other time.
Interesting point. It's rare, but I just don't think it's an issue that libertarians benefit
from promoting.
Yeah, one way or the other.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Glad you asked, though. Let's go to Nate in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Nate.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Man. I'm calling from Maine here, like I said, I'm about to be moving to New Hampshire pretty soon here.
Excellent.
It's ridiculous over here.
What's going on?
It's crazy the stuff that's going on up here.
Give me an example.
The taxes on, like, for example, the taxes on cigarettes. It's already a double tariff, and they're trying to add another $2 on it.
Whoa!
And it's just crazy. And I think people should pull together. I don't know how I'm kind of new to the whole politics game. I'm just starting to wake up to all the corruption and bullcrap that's going on.
Well, that's what you're going to find in politics. It sucks. Politics is terrible.
I don't know how we could do it, but if we could just get everyone to agree on abolishing the Federal Reserve, that would help us out so much.
It's going to be tough to do, though. I know Ron Paul's going to make that is he going to make that a campaign issue? I know it's one of his big issues just normally, one of the things he writes about. But, Mark, as somebody who's been following the Ron Paul campaign, do you feel like that might be one of his three issues?
I think so. I think that's one of the things that he's going to approach.
Because he did just announce his candidacy, right? Or no, did he announce his...
His candidacy. He very recently announced his
campaign commission or whatever.
It is. And then today he's announced his candidacy.
Is that official? That happened today?
That's what I'm hearing, yes.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, that's good news. So
hopefully he doesn't get assassinated.
Well,
I just don't. It doesn't seem likely to me that that's going to happen. But I'm with you. I hope he doesn't.
If he gets assassinated, just be one more reason to secede. Be one more reason.
Hey, God bless you guys.
Well, thank you, Nate. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Don't believe in God, but I'll take the blessings.
The blessings are great. I believe God blesses me every day.
1-800-259-9231. Yes, by allowing you to do a radio show.
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
You bring up anything. Coming up, a lot of people say that if it weren't for the government, people would starve in the streets. Poor people wouldn't get any help. Well, we've got an example that'll run counter to that coming up. You take control as well. This is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just in. Looks like the government and private banks are liquidating houses. These are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. For all listeners whose last names start with the letters A through N, you can get a list of these foreclosures by calling 1-800-401-6788. Listeners' names starting with O through Z should call tomorrow. Now, it says here, every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures being liquidated. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. If your last name begins with A through N, get your list by calling CRN at 1-800-401-6788. Everyone else, call tomorrow. No credit? Hey, it's okay. For a foreclosure list, call 1-800-401-6788. 1-800-401-6788.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231, packet8.net, toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. We do ask you to voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. There are 35 categories of products. There's a lot of stuff to shop from. Big ticket items, small ticket items as well. Everything in between, everything from DVDs to books to, children's toys. We've got accessories, clothing, furniture, sporting goods, you name it. You can probably buy it at amazon.freetalklive.com. Odds are good. The price will be great. And your shipping might be free with free Super Saver shipping. Very good chances of that as well. amazon.freetalklive.com. And the best reason to shop there is that a percentage of your purchase, a decent percentage, I might add, will go to Free Talk Live. So once again, shop at amazon.freetalklive.com. Well, Mark, we talk a lot on this show about solutions, market-based solutions to government problems. Of course, government to me is a problem in general, but it certainly creates more problems than it solves. Government, for instance, tries to help poor people, but it ends up just enriching the middle-class bureaucrats that run the welfare program.
Right, it's a lot better at that than it is at taking care of poor people.
While also cutting checks to people that have learned how to work the system and might not actually need them.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we get on the air and we cite those statistics, when we cite that information, we usually say something to the effect of, well, private charity could help this situation. Let's get welfare and helping people, allegedly, out of the hands of government, because government ends up only hurting the people it intends to help through confiscatory taxes. Let's get it out of the hands of government and put it in the hands of private individuals and charities. And some people jump back and they say, well, people, that will never work. People are evil. People won't help each other. And, of course, well, they're making an argument against government.
Right.
They don't realize.
People are bad and greedy and they won't help people. Well, then why do you want those people in charge of your government?
Yeah, to have power and to be toting guns around. Well, I found an example. In fact, actually, it was one of our listeners emailed it in. Found an example of an agency, a charity, that is helping people without a cent of government money. And whenever I see a story like this, I find it interesting, and I think it's worth sharing. So, from the BBC, it's been called the most successful rehabilitation program in the world. The Delancey Street Foundation in San Francisco puts hardened criminals, including thieves and murderers, in charge of their own recovery. And it doesn't take a penny in grant money from the United States government. Instead, the residents support themselves and each other by running a string of businesses, including a gourmet restaurant. It's a 500-strong family, and much like a normal family, the punishment for those who step out of line is washing the dishes. UK Prime Minister Tony Blair visited the place recently, prompting calls for the concept to be introduced in Britain. Nestling in the shadow of San Francisco's Bay Bridge and the Delancey Street Foundation looks more like an upscale Mediterranean resort than a commune for ex-cons. Inside, the place is immaculate. James greeted me warmly. Now, just as you listen to this, try to imagine the government even coming close to doing something like this.
I can't imagine that it works. A commune for ex-convicts being immaculate? That doesn't sound right.
James greeted me warmly. I don't know if you could describe this as a commune. Again, they're running businesses. Communes don't really do too well on the business front. Anyway, James greeted me warmly, dressed in a suit and tie. The only evidence of his notorious past, a necklace of tattoos peeking above a crisply starched shirt. He never really stood a chance. His mother was a prostitute, his father a member of the Hell's Angels. By the age of 44, he'd spent nearly half of his life in prison. He has a rap sheet which reads like an encyclopedia of crime. Drug possession, assault, attempted murder. But now James is going straight. The first stop on our tour, a gourmet waterfront restaurant run by the residents and open to the public for lunch and dinner. The place serves around 500 people per day, most of whom have no idea the man or woman serving them is a former car thief or a cat burglar.
Wow.
James took me to meet Winifred, the rotisserie chef, who told me that he had robbed banks because he was lonely. Winifred was caught by the...
He's lonely. Winifred, what a great idea to rob a bank.
He was caught by the FBI attempting to transfer his ill-gotten gains into an offshore bank account and served 11 years, 4 months, and 2 days in a federal prison. Not that he was counting. A year into his stay at Delancey Street, he says he'll never do another hold-up again. He'll remain there for another 3 years and acquire the skills that he needs to rebuild his life. By the way, it takes a total of 4 years to graduate from Delancey Street. As we moved on...
What does graduating get you?
Maybe it'll tell us. As we moved on to tour the coffee shop, car service, and bookstore, James told me that residents live and work together, pool their income, and take responsibility for each other's welfare. Funding for Delancey Street comes from profits generated by their businesses, and donations. There's no cost to the residents, the community, or the government. It's a concept he believes could work well elsewhere. In the canteen and the common room, gang members rubbed shoulders with hitmen, mafiosi chewed the cud with con men, and white-collar criminals shot the breeze with white supremacists. There was no hint of tension. The residents all seemed far too busy for that, either acquiring an education or learning new job skills. Then it was back to the restaurant for high tea with Mimi Silbert, the founder of Delancey Street, and the only person in the place who's not a former criminal. Which is not to say she hasn't been to jail, plenty of times, in fact, during her course of work as a criminal psychologist. She founded Delancey Street in 1971 with 4 residents and $1,000 loan, and has since turned a decrepit warehouse into a lavish residential and retail center, a place which has seen more than 14,000 multiple offenders transformed into law-abiding citizens.
Mm, wow.
Mimi says Delancey Street doesn't accept...
So they only accept multiple offenders?
Well, the only thing they don't accept are former sex offenders or psychiatric patients, simply because they require special care.
That sounds like... I would agree with that.
With such care, she believed the concept could also work for them, too. I told her what James had told me, that Delancey Street is a family he never had, and she glowed with pride. James, she said, was now one of her recruiters. He goes into jails to spread the word about Delancey Street. Plenty's changed for James in recent years. He's told me that the last time he arrived at the county jail, he was mistaken for a lawyer. 1-800-259-9231. An example, maybe you have one, of private agencies, charities performing services for people that government could never even imagine.
Well, I must say I'm amazed by this Delancey Street organization.
As a former prisoner?
As a former convict, yeah. I'm amazed that you can put them all together and get it working like that. But, you know, it only makes sense that the free market would be able to pull it off, whereas the government has all kinds of organizations just like this. We call them jails and prisons, and they fail constantly. Recidivism rates are tremendous.
Think about how hard it must be.
Nobody even has an expectation that we will do well.
Think about how hard it must be for someone who's getting out of prison, someone who's spent years of their life locked away for whatever crime they allegedly committed. They get out of prison, they've got probably next to nothing in their bank account.
I believe that most prisons give you $100 when you leave.
And it's, you know, that's enough to get a Greyhound bus back to mom's house or something like that.
Well, they give you the ticket, bus ticket, too.
Presuming your mother still wants to talk to you.
Chances are good, she will.
Imagine what it must be like to get out, get back into the real world, and try your damnedest to reintegrate into society. When all you've known for the past several years of your life has been prisoners, imprisoned, you've just essentially you've been around people, maybe learning more about other crimes, that sort of thing. The only thing you might know is how to be a criminal. You might not know how to go out and get real
And the
work.
Only thing you've been exposed to for the last X number of years or months are other criminals.
Right.
You put a bad person in a bad place, and then you treat them badly and then release them and have the expectation that they're going to act right.
And
this is a flawed system.
Now, I know they have work programs in prisons, and that can help, I'm sure, to an extent.
What do you mean by work program?
Like they send the prisoners out to go and actually work in real businesses, right? You worked as a dishwasher, didn't you?
Like a work release program, yes. That does happen.
So
it certainly did help.
There's that.
But they're making it harder and harder every time some convict absconds from one of these work release programs, then the restrictions get bigger. Sex offenders can't go to work release now. You know, murderers and attempted murderers and all kinds of charges simply can't go. It doesn't matter whether they're going to get out, and they are going to get out. They just can't go to the work release program.
So,
they have to be released directly from prison.
Right. So let's look at that. Let's say a murderer, alleged murderer, gets out of prison, not allowed to go into the work release program. He's back on the streets trying to get a job. And we all know how difficult it can be for these people to get their first job. Who wants to hire a murderer or an alleged murderer?
Well,
right?
They just have to go to the right places, but
they're hard to find. And so with organizations like Delancey Street coming into jails and prisons and saying, come here after you get out. We're going to help you. We're going to give you skills. We're going to help you reintegrate into society. What a valuable thing. Mm. It was created by the marketplace. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but just enough time for your call. If you make it now at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so do enjoy those. They're on us. Though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Did you tell me earlier, Mark, that we're still number one?
That's what last I saw, yes.
Okay, that's good news, but it doesn't mean that we're going to stay that way. We still need you to vote if you've yet to do it. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com when you get in front of your computer, and it'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address, and it makes a big difference for us because us being number one, the number one podcast in the world, according to PodcastAlley.com, means that more people will find the show. They'll spot us there at number one and say, hey, what's that? And they'll click on it, and they'll listen, and they'll like it, hopefully. And then they'll continue listening, and they'll discover the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, definitely go to vote.freetalklive.com.
Our percentage, is a very small percentage that we have in the lead over
our lead?
Over the Potter kid.
By the way, do you have a child in your life? Be they son, daughter, or sibling? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton teaches the child the basics of finance, money management, and real estate investment. School doesn't teach kids about money. Only their loved ones can do that. Give your special child A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich. Order it at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. So, let's jump into the email box, Mark, shall we? I believe you have one that you wanted to share.
I do. We were talking the other night about the expression Jesus H. Christ.
Where does the H come from?
Right. Well, from Robert.
Robert did it, huh?
No, not that. Not Robert Wicks.
The email came from Robert.
No, yes, the email came from Robert. Using the name of Jesus Christ as an oath has been common for many centuries, but the precise origins of the letter H in the expression Jesus H. Christ are obscure. While many explanations have been proposed, some serious, many humorous, the most widely accepted derivation is from the divine monogram of Christian symbolism. The symbol, derived from the first three letters of the Greek name for Jesus, is translated IHS, IHC, JHS, or JHC. Since the translation IHS gave rise to the backronym, I'm not sure what this is, but you know when they write Jesus, the old way to do it was with an I rather than with a J. I don't know if you've ever seen this. So it's
never.
Like, it's like Jesus hominem Salvator, and it's Latin for Jesus, Savior of men. And I certainly don't know what Greek is. So, You know, pardon me if my pronunciation's bad. It's plausible that J-H-C, similar to the Jesus H. Christ, led to Jesus H. Christ. So, Basically, it's the homonym Jesus, Savior of Men. So, you know, that's what the H is from.
So the H sort of stands for homonym, which means meant man. And so, there you go.
Yeah. And that's the idea.
That's
I thought it was kind of interesting, and you know, it's nice to know where these things come from.
Still, though, there's nothing firm on it. There's no firm historical answer.
He doesn't claim so, no.
800-259-9231 to my email box, and Brennan writes in, "Hey, guys, I like your show. Keep up the good work. Now, I totally respect your opinions about the war in Iraq and withdrawing troops and so on and so forth, but we can't really afford to do anything like that. First of all, I'd like to state something that we should not forget about. If it was not for war and America fighting, we would not have an America. We would not have freedom, and I think that we really need to show people in other countries that we're not going to give up on that concept ever. If it weren't for war in general, we wouldn't have freedom?"
Is that what is that what the really what the hold on. Could you reread that whole thing for me? I didn't even understand what he was saying.
If it was not for war and America fighting, we would not
read
have
the whole thing, because there was something that I was found
well,
a
there's
little
there's this thing about respecting our opinions and
right,
blah blah blah. He says we can't really afford to do anything like that.
Do anything like what?
Withdrawing troops.
Oh, I see. When you said afford, all I could think of was money. And then it got me stuck on, it's a lot cheaper to draw the troops back. He can't be talking about drawing the troops back, so I just didn't understand.
Right. He's saying we can't afford it because people will think we're...
How about this? All those other 190 nations in the world, they don't have troops in every nation. How is it that they managed to survive?
Well,
how
they're
not
free.
How come the hordes haven't descended upon them?
He says we have freedom because we have war.
But that's not so. War is the health of the state.
Well, you're right about that.
And the only thing that can take away freedom is the state. So maybe we're not invaded because we have fought wars. Possibly. I would say, I would conjecture otherwise.
War doesn't create freedom either. It destroys value. All war does is destroy things. It destroys lives, it destroys property, and it destroys hearts and minds as well. War doesn't do anything to create freedom. But let's go on. He says, now the war in Iraq was totally unnecessary. But...
I'd agree.
But... Which, of course, negates what he just said. But I think if we're going to start something, we should at least finish it. And by the way, he uses the collectivist term we throughout the email. Mm-hmm. I didn't start this war. Mark, you didn't start this war. And I actually would dare say that Brennan himself didn't start this war. It was the United States government and its bureaucrats that started the war.
And, you know, there's another point there. If the bureaucrats started the war and they paid for it with with Americans' money and blood, then shouldn't the bureaucrats be fighting the war? Why the heck? I mean, we elected these people. They're our servants. Why aren't they over there fighting the war instead?
I'd like to point out that I didn't elect those people.
But, you know, why don't we give them knives? Let them fight the Iraqi rulers instead of using troops. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
I would actually contribute money to see that.
I'm all for it myself.
He says he thinks that we should at least finish it if we started. He says we should keep pursuing Osama bin Laden for his part in 9/11.
Do you think that it makes sense that we should, we started interring the Japanese, Americans.
We should
finish the job. As a matter of fact, interring them is only really going halfway. Let's lop their damn heads off. We started, enslaving black people. Let's just go ahead and continue doing it. Look, if there's a bad policy and we find out it's a bad policy, we should stop.
But here's why he thinks we should continue, so-called we. Another thing, if America does show our weaknesses by withdrawing our troops and keeping peace with other countries, it will show people that we are weak and we do not want to defend our nation.
Peace is weak? Do you look at the bully on the schoolyard and think he's strong? No. That's a guy with a lot of deep-seated problems. He's not strong. He's disturbed. Look, I'm sorry. Beating people up and flexing your muscles and showing what a big man you are does not show your strength. And it shows that you don't understand what manhood is.
Excellent point. He says, I don't want to start a fight, but that's just my opinion, says Brennan.
I don't want to fight with you either, Brennan. But,
Well, he apparently wants to start. He doesn't want to start the fights, but he wants to allegedly finish the fights. But what's the parameters of finishing this fight?
He may not want to start them, but the United States did start this fight.
The fact is, if the war in Iraq were to end today, then that would actually help out what we discussed at the beginning of this show, or in hour number two of the show, and that is the problem we have with international travelers not wanting to come here anymore. It might give them an extra reason to actually come and visit America,
mm-hmm.
because the government isn't freaking insane. And starting wars of aggression around the world, that might give them one reason to give us a second thought. And also, Yes, he says he didn't want to start the fight, but the fight was started, and now he wants to finish it. So what are the parameters? What is going to take to finish this fight? Total obliteration?
Yeah, what could possibly finish this fight? I suppose a working democratic government in Iraq, but what are the chances of that?
Does that mean that, what are the chances? They have a
very
government.
Very slim.
They have a government, and it's working like other governments in that it's failing.
And I think that you've made a really great point that, it's sort of a show of free market, the free market versus government in this particular instance. You know, what they have over in Iraq is a revolution, an underground revolution going on, and they're overthrowing their American oppressors. I'm sure that there's cases where, big governments have managed to crush revolutions like this, but it shows that it's kind of interesting that this group of ragtag revolutionaries is able to hold off the largest, most powerful army the world has ever seen.
I find that very interesting as well. So Brandon thinks the war is unnecessary, but he doesn't want to end the fight. So does that mean that by conclusion that he would also support bombing these people to death? Would he support a nuclear weapon being dropped? If he didn't support the war initially but wants to finish the fight, would a nuclear weapon solve the problem, Brennan? Write in and let me know, or give us a call. 800-259-9231 to the phones. Let's talk to Joe in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Joe. Going great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just, I do want to see everybody pulled out of there.
Excellent.
Iraq. And I do not want to see us go into Iran.
I agree.
And all I hear, I hear the same thing. The cut and run, we're going to show that, we don't care to defend ourselves. But
it's not defense.
They never define what success will be.
How could they know what success will be?
Why would they bother? It's a hell of a lot easier to throw out insults like, you're yellow. You want to cut and run. It's a lot more fun and interesting to cut people down.
Yeah, that shows that they don't have an argument. Yeah.
You're absolutely right, and Joe, I'm going to have to show you that we're out of time. Thank you for the call. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
We'll be back tomorrow night. And, of course, Joe's welcome to call back then, as are you. Welcome to call about anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. We will see you online in the meantime. It's good to be back. A full week of shows on the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.